The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Dattam, gifted by. Imam, this. Veenam, a musical stringed instrument. Swara, singing meter. Brahma, transcendental. Vibhushitam, decorated with. Murchaitva, vibrating. Harikatam, transcendental message. Gayamanaha, singing constantly. Charami, do move. Aham, I. Translation. And thus I travel, constantly singing the transcendental message of the glories of the Lord, vibrating this instrument called a veena, which is charged with transcendental sound, and which was given to me by Lord Krishna. Responsibly, please repeat. And thus I travel, constantly singing the transcendental message of the glories of the Lord, vibrating this instrument called a veena, which is charged with transcendental sound, and which was given to me by Lord Krishna, purport by Srila Prabhupada. The musical stringed instrument called the veena, which was handed to Narada by Lord Sri Krishna, is described in the Linga Purana, and this is confirmed by Srila Jiva Goswami. This transcendental instrument is identical with Lord Sri Krishna, and Narada, this transcendental instrument is identical with Lord Sri Krishna and Narada, because all of them are of the same transcendental category. Sound vibrated by the instrument cannot be material, and therefore the glories and pastimes which are broadcast by the instrument of Narada are also transcendental, without a tinge of material inebriety. The seven singing meters, namely sha or sadja, ra or rushabha, nishada, ga, gandhara, ma, madhyama, pa, panchama, dha, dhaivata, and ni, nishada, are also transcendental and specifically meant for transcendental songs. As a pure devotee of the Lord, Sri Narada Dev is always fulfilling his obligation to the Lord for his gift of the instrument. And thus he is always engaged in singing the transcendental glories of the Lord and is therefore infallible in his exalted position. Following in the footsteps of Srila Narada Muni, a self-realized soul in the material world should also properly use the sound meters, namely shadagama, etc., in the service of the Lord, by constantly singing the glories of the Lord, as confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Now, unfortunately, for some of you, maybe fortunately, I can't say, but the class is going to be in English with a Hindi summary. I will try to keep it simple. As we say, keep it simple, sadhu. So Narada Muni is the greatest of all the preachers and Vaishnavas in the universe, along with Lord Shiva, Vaishnavanam Yatha Shambhu, and Vaishnavanam Yatha Narada. He's a great preacher. As Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur said, one who has got life, he can preach. We have sound, we have voice, we have a tongue for vibrating sound. The object of the tongue is sound. And we can vibrate mundane sound, or we can vibrate transcendental sound. Urdvam gacchanti sattvastha madhye tishtanti rajasa jaganya gunya vrittista do gacchanti tamasa. If we vibrate transcendental sound, then we will go back to Krishna. And if we vibrate mundane sound, then we'll stay in this material world, and according to degree, we will go down and down. Mrityu sansara vartmani. What is life in this material world? It is old age, disease, death, rebirth. It is misery caused by nature. Misery is caused by other living beings. Misery is caused by one's own body, adhidaivik, adhibhautik, and adhyatmik klesha. And anyone who thinks that they can be happy independent of Krishna in this material world is simply a fool living in a fool's paradise. Murkha Swarg. A fool's paradise. We are being offered an opportunity to enter into a different world. Tamasi Ma Jyotir Gama. We're being invited to come to a world of transcendence. If we have enough intelligence, then we will make an effort to take advantage of the opportunity. There are so many people in Delhi working hard. There are so many graduates. All the best people come to Bombay or Delhi or Bangalore or Madras. They go to the big city. That's where the big money is. And they're all trying hard. Some of them get a good break, a good opportunity, and they become Kraupatis. But the rest just keep struggling, and they never get anything. They live in overcrowded conditions. They work very hard, and they are engaged in all kinds of politics. If you think ISKCON politics is a problem, you haven't worked for a big corporation. You haven't worked in the business world. So much mistrust, dissension, cheating goes on. Because everybody wants to succeed. But some people get a good break and they take advantage of it. And if we get the good break of getting the human form of life, Prabhupada had many slogans. He was expert at creating slogans. And one of them was, human life is meant for self-realization. One of his slogans. And it's a fact. Human life is not meant for a royal competition with the cats and dogs. We're not meant to become Dvipad Pashu. We're meant to understand who I am. We're meant to understand my purpose. We're meant to develop a relationship with the Supreme Person, Atato, Brahma Jigyasa. Now is the time. Chaurasi lak yoni ke baad. Now, after coming to the human form of life. Now is the time. You can develop a loving relationship with the Absolute Truth because Absolute is sentient. Thou hast proved impersonal calamity thou hast removed. Prabhupada wrote one poem in praise of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, whose appearance day it was a few days ago. Very nice poem. Adore ye all, this blessed day, sweeter than heaven. Something or other, May. Anyway, very nice poem. And there he explains how the Vaishnava knows that God is a person, and you can have a relationship, a personal relationship with him. And in a relationship, there is glorification. Krishna's worthy to be glorified. No one else can compare. It's natural for us to glorify someone in this world. All of us do it. Either we glorify our mother and father, we glorify some cinema actor, we glorify some politician, even people glorify some religious leader. Materialistic religious leader, sant this and sant that. But none of them are worthy of being glorified in the same way that Krishna, Swayam Bhagavan, the original personality, because he is Bhagavan. He actually has opulences. Sadaisvarya Purna. He has all of the opulences. Everything comes from him. Janma Adi is the source of all opulence. So naturally, he's worthy of being glorified. He's all attractive. He is Krishna. And you see the example of liberated souls. Satatam kirtayantoma yutantascha dridavrataha namasyantascha mam bhaktya nitya yukta upasate. Nitya yukta upasate. They're constantly glorifying me with transcendental sounds, Harikatha is the only thing which will ultimately satisfy us. Cinema, song, katha will not satisfy us. Business, katha, politics, katha, none of this, okay, temporarily. It's the difference between Shreyas and Prayas. Prayas means, yeah, you get something from showing off your knowledge about the marketplace, showing off your knowledge about some materialistic person, some movie actor. You make a show in front of others, you talk. Oh, he really knows a lot. There's some pleasure there, no doubt. But it does not give lasting pleasure. It does not give you abhaya, fearlessness. It does not give you knowledge of the self. It simply helps you to become more and more entangled in illusion. You become more attached to the body. And that's not what we want, to become more attached to the body. The body is asat, achit, nirananda. And we are satchit, ananda. It's a contradiction. We can't become happy by living in illusion. Temporarily, maybe. Just like Prabhupada said, it's not possible to be happy in the material world, but maybe it's possible in Hawaii. He was there in Hawaii. Maybe it's possible in Hawaii. Very nice there, materially. No, it's not. He was joking. Not possible, because everything is temporary. Everything has a beginning and an end. So, nasato vidite bhavo, nabhavo vidite sata. Ubayorapi drishtontastonayos tattvadarshipi. Those who are intelligent, they see that something that has a beginning and an end is not real. It's asat. It's not real. And only something which will continue to exist eternally is actually substantial, is real. So if we want real happiness, we should invest our energy, our intelligence, in the eternal personality of Godhead. And how do we do that? Satatam kirtayanto mama. Svanusti tasya dharmasya sangsadir haritoshanam. We should try to please Krishna with all our activities. There are navalakshana, 9 processes. Shravanam, kirtanam, Vishnu smaranam, archanam, bandhanam, sakyam, atmani vedanam, padasevanam. 9 different ways of serving Krishna. But mostly everything begins from the tongue, from glorification. Shravanam, kirtanam. And Narad Muni, as a liberated soul, he travels everywhere. In fact, he was cursed that he could not stay in any one place. He preached to the sons of Daksha. Daksha was a Prajapati, and he wanted to do his service. So he created tens of thousands, 100,000 sons, and they were going to populate. They were going to get married, have lots of children, you know, populate the universe. Not only with human beings, but all species. It was interesting. I don't know what kind of, I can't even imagine what kind of beings they were, but they could have sex life and give birth to reptiles, you know, or give birth to whatever, elephants. they were able to, I guess it was more mental than physical, but anyway. Daksha, his business was to populate the universe. So he told his sons, you need strength to do this. So perform austerity. So they started to perform great austerity. And Narada saw them and he said, why are you performing all this austerity just to have sex life? It's a waste. You should perform austerity to please Krishna. to get liberation, ultimate liberation, tapo dibhyam, putrakayena, satvam, shudyat, brahma saukyam tvanantam. It'll give you ecstatic, unlimited pleasure. Do it for pleasing Krishna. They heard, they were convinced, and they gave up their business of producing. Daksha was furious. So he cursed Narada. That you have done this to me, so now you cannot stay anywhere. And that's what happened. Narada is constantly traveling, and he's constantly preaching Hari Katha. And he, of course, he has his veena. He's always seen with this musical instrument. Well, we are brahmacharis, sannyasis, grihastha brahmacharis, whatever. We're Vaishnava preachers. Okay, that's all right. We do support Vaishnava Sanskriti culture, and there is classical music, and there is a performance where someone will vibrate all of these swaras very nicely. People will appreciate. But actually, Bhakti Siddhanta, he wanted us to concentrate on the holy name. That's the only sound that we should really imbibe or absorb. Everything else is only, it's less than perfect. Okay, it's related to Krishna, so it is transcendental. But even on the transcendental level, there's first class, second class, and third class. Vedanti tat tat vidas tat tam yajnanam adyam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaniti. They're all transcendental. Brahman is transcendental. Paramatma is transcendental. Bhagavan is transcendental. But Bhagavan is first class. Realization of Krishna is Bhagavan. That is first class. So, similarly, coal and kartal. That's all we really need. And Bhakti Siddhanta would even sometimes sing off key. He would sing with a bad voice on purpose so that people would not listen to the melody. They would listen to the sound, Krishna. So, Srila Prabhupada, of course, did introduce harmonium. He did encourage us to use culture, cultural conquest of the world in our preaching. We're not a religious organization. We're an educational institution and a cultural institution. So we can teach this, we can promote this to some degree, especially our householders, is their social life, their social conversion. But the essence, any of this, if it is not meant for pleasing Krishna, then it's srama eva hi kevalam. If it does not evoke spontaneous attraction for seva, for Krishna seva. Just like people come and chant Hare Krishna. But that's for some people, that's all they ever do. And I'm not saying they come and chant 3 lakh names. They just come and join the kirtan once in a while. But they don't learn that if they're making advancement, they should do seva to the deity. They should do more. Because Krishna wants our energy 100%. Yayata mam prapadyante tangstataiva bhajami aham. If you give 10%, you'll get 10%. Maybe Krishna will give dividends, maybe you'll get 12%. You know, but You give 10%, Krishna will give you 13%. Fine. You won't get 100%. You have to give from your heart. You have to give everything. Atmani Vedanam. You have to give everything to Krishna. Then you can know Krishna. Then you can feel Krishna. Then you can reciprocate with Krishna. Then you can love Krishna. Then you can become abhaya, fearless. Then you can travel everywhere and be with anyone and glorify Krishna. Whomever you see, whomever you meet, you can glorify Krishna. So, I'll stop here, and we'll have translation. Are there any questions?